I'm speaking with Al Holloway, who's the president of the board of Kalamazoo Makers, a makers group in the Kalamazoo area that is thinking about ways to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. Al, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Sure, glad to talk to you.
First of all, for those who are not aware, what is a maker?
A maker is basically someone who makes whatever they need or want or take a notion to build.
Using all kinds of techniques?
Whatever techniques they have available, from 3D printing to traditional woodworking to crafting to knitting, sewing, embroidery, electronics, whatever media or medium they prefer.
And what kinds of things are makers thinking about doing to help out during the pandemic?
Well, there was a lot of interest in printing these N95 filter masks that are so much in demand using 3D printers. And what we discovered was that the process creates something that looks like the N95 mask, but because of the surface finish, is very, very difficult to keep clean. And it's also a little bit of a struggle to make it fit properly. So we've kind of backed off on that effort. But what we found instead was that we can print headgear that supports these clear face masks that people use, face shields. And so there's a lot of that going on. And then we're looking for a way to create the clear parts to snap onto the headgear.
Are there challenges beyond finding the material to make a face shield?
Well, for example, our laser cutters are at our makerspace, which is, of course, shut down. So we could have perhaps one individual go in and operate the laser to cut these shields. But we can't bring groups together to assemble them and get them all ready. So it presents a little bit of a challenge. And we're looking at ways to maybe have the parts dropped off and have one person able to process them and get them delivered to whoever needs them.
And you would be sending these to, you know, hospitals, clinics? And
presumably
so
hospitals and people that need them, medical practitioners, whoever needs to be protected. That's the goal.
A lot of people have started making homemade, home-sewn masks, either by hand or using a sewing machine, because of the shortage of masks. Is that something your group is involved in?
A few of our members are involved in that, and we're looking to get a few more involved. The masks that are created are, of course, not exactly medical quality masks, but they do protect against sneezes and coughs and things of that nature. And they assist in the controlling the larger droplets and macro-type droplets. They're not generally capable of filtering out something as small as a virus. But since the virus gets transmitted by sneezes and droplets and things of that nature, they do help with that.
Before we got started, you mentioned that your wife is in a quilters group that's working in this area.
Yes, there's actually several quilters guilds, a couple that are fairly large, and they have a group that meets and makes small items for patients on an all year-round basis. And they're looking at perhaps creating some of these masks and donating them where they're needed. They just need to find out who will use them and who needs them.
If someone is interested in becoming a maker and helping out during the pandemic, where could they find out more about that?
We do have a website, kzoomakers.org, and an email to contact@kzoomakers.org would also get to our management group, and we would certainly respond.
And is there anything you would like to add that we haven't covered yet?
Stay home and be safe. Clean everything, and social distancing is the rule.
Good advice. We've been speaking with Al Holloway, who's the president of the Kazoo Makers Group in the Kalamazoo area. Thanks so much for taking time to talk to us.
Thanks for talking to us.